This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, January 3rd, 2007.
Record. Okay. So calling to order at a little later than you should get there. Okay. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. Hi, Carrie. Carrie is with us today. I hope everybody had a nice holiday break. Y'all look rested and relaxed and raring to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure are.
Good. Good.
Whooping.
I see that.
Woohoo.
Yeah. All right. So, does anyone have any late additions to the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Joel?
Jenna's here.
Oh, thanks.
No
late additions?
It was kind of a late call with us just coming back from break, so.
Alrighty. Okay, so then we'll move into the report from the chair. I was busy with all kinds of stuff over break, so I want you to know that I did hear some comments in the last several weeks about us kind of spinning our wheels and not having a specific thing to work on, and you know, we weren't focused or targeted in a specific direction. Those kind of comments I heard, so I want you to know that I took that to heart and have been working on some stuff for us. So I think we have an exciting spring coming ahead. So I think that this is notoriously, in my history as an EA member, this is notoriously a slow time. So bear with us. It'll get fun again. Don't worry. I hope you still all having fun, but it'll be fun again. And kind of to that end, I thought it would be a good idea and wanted your feedback on inviting June Sheraton, who is our facilitator at the retreat in August, to come back at our first meeting in February. I'm sorry, I don't know the date. But that first February meeting, to come back and kind of review what we did in the retreat and look at our goals and see where we're at and how on track we are and make sure that we're all still heading in the direction that we want.
February 7th.
The reason that we wouldn't do it at our next meeting, January 17th, is that President Sporton and Mary Opperman are scheduled to be here on the 17th. So we would skip that meeting and then have Jim come on the 7th. And also, another reason for having Jim here, last year when we were getting ready to do the Chili Chats, Jim came and did a facilitation exercise with us to get us ready to do the Chili Chats. And later on we'll hear from Hazel and the Communications Committee about the leadership lunches that we have planned. So that would also help us get ready for those events. So is everybody on board with having Jim come on the 7th? He's available?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
7th of February.
7th of February, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Then I'll try to make those arrangements. Okay, and I think that's about all I had to report on my end right now. Michael is not here today, obviously, and sent a note and said that he wouldn't be able to attend. The next trustee meetings are happening the end of January. It's like the week in the 20s, 23rd, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. Yeah. It seems to go on forever in January. Michael will have a report for us after that. So let's just jump into the committee reports then. And Hazel, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can update us on the ComCom meeting yesterday.
Okay, we had a ComCom meeting yesterday. Earlier, we had a meeting with Mary talking about the leadership luncheons, and she wanted it to be like the frontline feedback that were held at Cornell quite a while ago. It was before my time. She wanted us to go to each college and have smaller groups that would meet and have discussions on the three questions that we had talked about way back earlier when the first leadership supervisor chili chat were first discussed. We had a meeting yesterday, as I said, with ComCom. and we decided as a group that we're just going to go forward with our original plan. We're going to have three meetings, and we were going to stick with the questions that we had decided on to begin with. We'll present what we want, or how we're going to hold the meetings to Mary and President Skorton on the 17th. We're going to have a PowerPoint. Basically, we'll just have a mini one so that they can see what we're doing and what direction we're headed in. So the dates that I have, the first one will be Tuesday, February 27th at the Statler. The second one will be in Geneva on Monday, March 19th. And the third one will be at Appel on North Campus on Tuesday, April 10th.
Okay. Discussion, yeah.
So why was it decided to stay with the original plan?
We feel as a group that frontline feedback is getting off the direction that we're trying to head. We just wanted to have the chili chats and then have bring forward to the leadership what we found and help suggestions and get some feedback on how they felt we could approach the issues. If you do a frontline feedback, we're not going to collect data again. This is a suggestion networking process. If we were starting a chili test all over again, you know, then I think the frontline feedback would work perfectly into that. I think if Mary wants to have something with all the colleges, that's not where we're focused on going.
So will Mary be made aware of that in advance of the meeting with her and the president?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we wanted to get consensus here today. Other people who are at ComCom, anything to add?
Just kind of piggyback on what Hazel said. In addition to what she said, we also thought if we did the frontline feedback style thing, we would lose a lot of momentum for one, because it would take a year and a half or so to complete them. Mm-hmm. We would kind of lose that bang. It would take us a long time before we'd actually generate the final report, and you know, the people who originally had the chili chats who, you know, took the time to show up and give their opinions, they'd be wondering where, what's happened to what they said, and if we actually are doing anything with it. So we want to have this event, you know, make it kind of like, you know, here's, yay, this is what we're doing, this is all about us, we're doing this for you, and here's what we're putting out as a result. So if we did this, it'd be more kind of, if we did the frontline style thing, it'd be more like an OHR event, you know, it would be so much EA, we'd sort of lose what, you know, our goal that we set out during the retreat to really put our face out there and have our own initiative that we pursue, you know, sort of EA thing.
Because Mary has stated it took 15 to 17 months once they had all the frontline feedback and put all the data together and so.
The other, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, is this going to be an open invitation like Chili Chats were, or is specific people going to be invited? How is this, how are you planning on it?
We're going to ask Mary if she'll send out to, what's it called? DDD.
Yeah, the deans, directors, and department heads, the DDD letter.
So it would be by invitation. And then we also decided to include the questions so that they have an agenda item before they attend the meeting.
And then the other thing that you talked about was in advertising it. It would be, and Dennis, I'm sure, can help us craft this properly, so that it targets managers and supervisors specifically, you know, kind of, you know, saying the ad could say something like this. So if you're a manager of people, you know, this is something that you should attempt to help target that group. But certainly if staff want to come, they would be welcome to come, because the whole, I mean, you hope that staff advance, and they might think they'd be managers and supervisors too, so we don't want to exclude them.
Is this also for second and third shift supervisors and managers, or just third shift?
Yeah, Hazel, the times you have.
There's no set time for the Robert Purcell Appel yet. I haven't set a time for that one. So we could leave the Appel for second, third shift. That way we're hitting all three areas, which we didn't with Chili Chat, and that was brought up several times.
Mm-hmm.
What's the estimated cost?
Well, we figured since there were three of them,
right,
and we kind of based it on what we did for Chili Chat. We did six for Chili Chat, and it was about $6,000. So we had budgeted $3,000 for the event.
So here's the interesting question for discussion. Given that it's more or less what EA and what ConCom had decided that we were going to go, this is what Peter had come up with and some of the ideas, and it's different from Mary Opperman's. We're looking for extra cash to pay for the last ones. What, if any, did you talk about? What, if any, conflicts that might bring up in terms of getting funded for work that we've already done and moving forward because it's no longer fully OHR's idea?
If we get the funding that we had, that we were told we would get for last year's Chili Chat, even if we don't get added funding, we should be fine, right, Pat?
However, I'd like to remind everybody, when David was here and we presented the report and what our recommendations were, he said he would give us $3,000, and this sticks to what we presented in the first place. So he was willing to fund that initiative, and in my mind, this is still that same initiative.
So do we have a clear understanding then that $3,000 theoretically is for the whole effort or for the effort completed or for the effort moving forward?
No, there are two things. We would like money for the Chili Chats that we did last year. We would like money for the leadership lunches that we're doing now.
I wanted to make that clear.
Yes.
And we're asking for $3,000 or more each.
Each.
Okay. That you know, it may not be clear to everybody here.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone understood that, but
yeah. So $3,000 for what we already did, which Mary, as a co-sponsor with OHR, she had said that she would do. So, yeah, and Pat and I are going to do a little letter writing, our own little campaign. It won't be as big as the Capitol campaign. So we will help get that funded. Anything else out of that meeting?
Dennis had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
I was at the meeting where Mary talked about the suggested changes in the Chili Chat format, and I think that one of the reasons why she was making these suggestions, she was concerned about what kind of attendance you get, what kind of participation you get. Obviously, when I was Chili Chat initially, you were appealing to staff, okay, basically non-managers, but folks who maybe had issues in their unit. And we had a very good turnout. There were some managers among the group, but it was largely a staff response. Mary was wondering, what book are you going to be using besides the free lunch to bring the leadership to these lectures? That was the reason why she thought frontline feedback might be, and not to say using that process where you target a different area, people who already know each other, people who are probably likely to be more comfortable with each other talking about how they handle these things in that fashion and sort of move through several different areas of the university. On a sort of open-ended call like this, you may have more difficulty getting people who are in managerial positions to come out and to share. So if you think that's the way you want to go, I think we're just going to have to be really careful about how we market it and how what books we can use to get people to come in.
I'm glad you brought that up because we're really counting on you to do that.
Another point that I think is going to be very important is a lot of, at least in Cal, in the research department, most of the supervisors there are faculty. So it is going to also be difficult to get a faculty member, because they're academic and not staff, to come to something like this.
Mary made that point too.
Yeah,
I think it'll be a struggle.
But you know, it's one of the things that David has stressed in our meetings with him, is to get this information in front of faculty members, and that's why the idea of the DDD letter, because it goes to dean.
That has to come from him.
Right. Yeah. Well, whether him, like Mary and him, you know, I've.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it'd be great. It's
much more bang than Mary's. A lot of Mary's DDD letters are almost like announcements.
Yeah.
It was coming from him, it was a lot more punch.
And I don't know, I mean, we can talk about this a little bit, but my impression is that he would be willing to do that.
Okay. I've always got that.
You know, he's the one who said that we should try to get this information out and to those people. So this seems like a good way to do it.
In your deliberations, did you decide whether you would do an RSVP system where people would sign up ahead or it would be open?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yeah, the way that we did Chili Chats for
RSVP or show up.
Hmm. Yeah, we'd say they're encouraged.
They're last minute people.
Yeah. Because there's approximately 2,000 supervisors. Is that just staff? So that's not academic, but it's just staff. You'd probably double that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For academics.
So our ratio at this university is 1-4. There's only like 8,500 employees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a fact I didn't know.
So any more on that discussion? Tom Tom also talked about what the format of leadership lunches would be. People, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because you mentioned a little bit about the PowerPoint, how it works.
Go ahead, dear.
We'd like to have an introduction, you know, kind of like a church where Mary will do her 5-minute or so spiel about whatever, and then we'll have our EA introduction where we're going to briefly go over our discoveries from the Chili Chats, you know, using a PowerPoint presentation, just to go over like both of the main things we found, kind of get the ball rolling. And then we're going to have the questions, which they, you know, will have already seen, but we're not going to make the assumption that they've all necessarily read through the report and questions. So we're going to have questions on paper, which they'll be able to fill out. But it won't be like the huge thing we had before where everyone got together and wrote a mark. We're going to just have sheets on the table which they'll quickly fill out and give them a chance to, each table have the chance to call out one or two of the answers. So we'll have more of a discussion as opposed to taking a lot of time writing out the answers. We'll have more of a discussion, give them a chance to really share the answers. And we're hoping that with each person writing their own answer, we'll have a larger plethora of, you know, ideas and answers to collect. And then after we've had that question and discussion round, we'll then have sort of an open discussion where we're hoping the supervisors throw out ideas for what they're already doing to face issues so that other supervisors can hear these ideas, and also so we can hear these ideas and collect them, and also just so they can voice their own difficulties, challenges, and then Mary will be there as well, kind of the way she did with Chili Chat. She'll be able to discuss their concerns with them, as a, you know, with regards to the policy and all that
right.
stuff.
How does that?
Is there any of that information, that any of it at all is practical for them to do in advance of the meeting or not necessarily?
Well, the three questions can go out ahead of time.
Okay.
We can post those in the DDD letter.
That way,
so
they
that way
think about it
yeah.
before they come. You know?
They're probably online as well. So
right.
Right.
Yeah, like in the ad, we can always highlight the web page and have
okay.
it there too. And then the idea of developing the PowerPoint and having kind of starting off with sort of the executive summary from the Chili Chat, and that piece of it is, you'll remember that President Skorton talked about doing a presentation to senior staff of the findings from the Chili Chat. So that would be kind of a way to help put that information together and give us a chance to kind of practice that and see how it feels and if we need to tweak it, because we're thinking maybe that would be a 10-minute thing altogether.
So are you thinking of 1 hour?
Yeah, an hour, yeah.
Hour
and a half.
Hour and a half.
Maybe so that people can eat and write and time for discussion. And remember, too, with this one, it's the group that we're talking about is managers and supervisors. We have a little bit more flexibility in their time than a lot of staff do. And there are three of these. I mean, we have the one in Geneva, so, you know, Geneva is that crew. The one at the Statler will be kind of probably the big one that we do on campus. And then the one we do at Appel will help to bring the other folks in who maybe have trouble with shifts and, you know,
so,
need to work in.
So you're saying one of these is going to be for second and third shift people?
At the Appel Common.
The Appel Common.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, when you say third shift, what time of the day are you thinking?
Overnight.
I'm thinking where those folks don't have to come in.
The 11 to 7. Yeah.
To do it because they might not come in.
So we would have them early in the morning.
Well, I don't know what time that is.
You know,
is,
what's worthwhile, as somebody who comes from facilities and deals a lot with our building care folks,
mm-hmm.
Breakfast meetings work really well for those people because they're done with their shift and then they can come. And we have good relationships with Hazel and I with those people. So the directors there between campus life and the facilities, we can help to get people there
mm-hmm.
at that time. So then it wouldn't be leadership luncheon, it would be leadership breakfast.
Yeah.
The
food is going to be chili and salad and all that. We're just going to have wrap sandwiches, chips, and soda. You just kind of walk up, get your box lunch, and go sit at the table because I think a lot of time is wasted at Statler, especially waiting for everybody to get the food and have a seat and get things rolling. So.
And so for breakfast as well. Oh, you can talk about that later.
Okay.
It'll be wraps with scrambled eggs and things.
Yeah, stuff with bacon.
I'm sorry.
For breakfast at 6 a.m., you're not going to have much response, right? Or there are a lot of managers?
I'll tell you, okay. So coming from facilities management has the breakfast of champions,
mm-hmm.
and
everybody
is there.
Which is how many people?
It's, Joe, it is. It's the breakfast is at 7 o'clock.
Oh, at 7?
Yeah.
And you get...
So everybody. Statler Auditorium is full.
Oh.
400 people, Dennis?
Yeah, about 400.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any problem.
It's an awards program.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't realize we had 400 people working
in building care?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Managers. No, managers.
Yeah.
400
yeah.
managers.
And a lot of those
wow.
folks. Yeah. Yeah, between facilities
so
and campus life.
They're here.
Yeah, there are.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah. So, okay, any other comments? Okay.
And just briefly, just in terms of the timeline, so after this data and
mm-hmm.
information is gathered, what's going to happen? What's the next step after these three sessions? What's going to happen? Oh.
Collect the data and share everything between the two of them with the supervisors and hope they take some of the hints.
But just in terms of a timeline, what are we talking about?
Oh, these three events are going to happen in the spring. The last one is April.
February, March, and April.
Yep.
Yeah. So that'll wrap it up, and then we'll do a report
mm-hmm.
to kind of conclude the chili chat and then just wrap it up.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. is there any... kind of the timeline when the report, when it wraps up.
Oh, well, the idea is because, well, I give the speech to the trustees in the end of May.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
so,
sorry.
Yeah, so
yep.
Good thing.
Yep.
Yeah, but
so,
a timeline.
So, right, so that would be part of what I would want to present to them in our annual report at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just maybe throw a little twist on thought that just went through. Didn't Mary's concept in the past, I think she still is, that the EA should direct her to do this. So I don't think the conclusion of this should be, well, we've got all this information, let's hope that you do something. The conclusion of all of this, we should tell, EA should be saying to officers of HR, do this, do this, do this, do
mm-hmm.
this. And then if they don't do it, fine, but we've stood there to, you will. Change this policy, you will, and then they go.
Yeah, Joe, in my notes I have to have the recommendation. We would give recommendations.
Yeah, to request or to we want action.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of all of it, I think it's going to be that they really have to look at a temp pool.
I think that's the answer. That we need to say, we want this done.
Sherry, yeah.
Well, I don't know about all of the departments. In the athletics department, I was required when I became a supervisor to go to supervisory training.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true of all departments?
I don't think so.
I've had it.
I mean, a lot of people have, but I don't think it's...
Yeah, I don't know that it's a requirement across the board.
I don't think
it's not a hard and fast requirement, strongly encouraged. So I think most have gone through.
Because in athletics, it was mandatory. Mm-hmm. There was no getting out of it. So one way to make this come full circle and to actually have some emphasis behind the recommendations is to get it incorporated into that program.
Yeah, that was actually right, part of the Chili Chat recommendations. Yes. Is one of the suggestions was to incorporate it into either the
orientation.
CULDP program, mm-hmm. was one of them, or the Orient Supervisor Training Program. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's good. All right. Everybody excited about it?
Yes.
Build on it. Well, I mean, it's, you know, we're following through on what we promised to do last year. Mm-hmm. And we're on the timeline that we said we would be. Said we were going to do these this spring. So. Yeah, good?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's still after break, so.
All right. Okay, great. Any other committee reports?
No, here.
All right. Do we have anything on your old business that needed to be finished up?
I have just something that came to mind while we were discussing. The few meetings we've had with David here, I get the feeling that he wants to address that again.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to somehow either throw that back and let him organize it or start formulating. But I think he wants to have another mass meeting again.
Yeah, I know. I got that impression, too. I know he's going to do a thing in Geneva in...
It's February 6th, but it's not going to be staff. Staff will be a part of it. Yeah. He's basically visiting Geneva. And we will have... Staff will have an opportunity.
I think he wants to do another one. And
yeah.
Either help facilitate it or pass on to somebody else to get it going.
Well, maybe when we write the letter about funding the president's address that he did in the fall, we can bring up one in the spring.
Yeah, I really think so. Yeah.
And make sure he's willing to help.
He's brought up several times.
Yeah, no, Joe, you're right. I remember that, too, that he wanted to do one semester.
Hey, Donna.
Yeah.
Just a thought, and it's a format that he seems to like is a town meeting.
Uh-huh.
But rather than having it framed as a State of the University address or some type of address, you might think about having this meeting being a town meeting and ask questions. And he does very well.
Yeah.
And he seems to enjoy that format as well. And
he's terrible about not following notes.
It's an idea, and it's a way to engage people and allow people the opportunity to ask their personal questions.
And just have it be a Q&A sort of thing. I know, we've kind of steered away from those lately. Dennis, what do you think?
From the discussions I've heard with Mary echoes what Peggy's saying. That, and I thought I heard the president say he'd be happy to get in front of the group and answer questions.
All right, so we have to get out of here.
I know you've used the group has used procedures in the past where people give all their questions on index cards or something, and you sort of look through them and see which ones might have the most appeal.
Well, and he, although having worked on the Shimon Peres visit, we were actually planning to have all of those questions screened and this and that, and that was all put on the kibosh on by a number of folks, including Dr. Sporton, that having it more spontaneous and open and allowing folks to ask the question they want to ask by themselves was thought the best way to approach. So that's a good thing, I think, you know, that we don't have all these filters to go through to get questions and then answers.
That was in another era with another person.
That's why I'm bringing it up. It's just, you know, we've been operating under that premise for a while. So I wanted to get your impression. Great.
Well, maybe it doesn't need to be so complicated, you know.
I mean, just
keep
Q&A,
it simple and a Q&A with some structure.
Mm-hmm.
Does the chair want to take the initiative to set something up, or
do
you want to set up
a
ad hoc committee, or what?
Pat and I have a letter to write, so
we'll bring it.
You're going to put it in that?
Yeah. Because it's along the same line.
Yep.
So.
Can roll it all in.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we will do that. And of course, everybody will be copied.
Okay. I have two old business queries here.
Okay, great.
One is, what's the status with Ezra's surprise birthday party? I saw some emails go back and forth. Are we dropping that?
No.
Are we just saying we're just going to piggyback with somebody?
Yeah.
The best thing was the cake.
Right. Hazel and Dennis, I think, have some updates for us there.
Because that's like, if we're going to do something on the 11th, then that's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the bakers are off due to winter break.
Yeah.
Wegmans didn't want to touch it. Dennis called Karen Brown, and I didn't.
Karen Brown is the director of communications over in Campus Life. And she is putting me in touch with the person who manages the budget down at Willis Grace Hall and works with Murray Lalonde. Patricia Boucher.
Patty Boucher.
I'm waiting to get to hear from. So there's a possibility there that they would have one of their executive chefs who is on duty be responsible for the creation of the cake. But so there's still this last communication that I have to make. Library has just about everything else fleshed out except the cake.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of relying on this group to bring the cake.
They're
going to be, I think, historians, university historians are going to be there from about 11 o'clock on, and at 12, I think there'll be, the cake will be cut by Ezra Cornell IV, and they're planning a variety of media going to be there, and there'll be a special Chimes birthday song edition, not a traditional birthday song, but also some songs that I guess were popular when Ezra was around.
You say the Beatles.
So I could do this afternoon and get around the information that I have.
Sorry, Dennis, we're not really even co-sponsoring this. We're kind of piggybacking on the library. It's a Ezra Cornell's 200th birthday party sponsored by the Cornell University Libraries and with cake provided by the EA.
That's basically
Well, that's all I'm asking. I'm asking for what is it they're putting out there.
Yeah.
But they had things rolling. We didn't even know they had things rolling.
Yeah, I remember when Michael sat in his chair and sort of shared that they had this rolling, and it seemed like employee assembly wasn't going to be able to mount something else on the same day, so it made more sense to sort of partner. Okay. And since the library already had a lot of things nailed down, but I'm sure there's going to be a way we'll be able to work on somebody's name. Maybe
Pat and I have talked about that because the EA is in dire straits financially, so we can't continue to keep supporting different programs with gifts, and the way that we'll have to support, I think, for the remainder of the year is to volunteer our time. And I was thinking about the cake issue. I mean, I don't know how many of you would be game, but I just think if Cornell Dining can't do it, then, I'll bake a sheet cake and Hazel will bake one and we'll glue them all together with frosting. Or, we'll make different color cupcakes and make it in the shape of McGraw Tower. It'll be beautiful. There are things we can do.
What was the number
together.
Of people?
They're thinking
300 to 500.
It's just a guess.
That's a bad sheet cake.
Well, if I do two, and you do two, and we just, like I said, you glue them together with frosting.
Big scene and big you.
Yeah, right? Really. It doesn't have to be that hard. Bill, go ahead.
If you get the kind of cake that you had envisioned, is there a price on this cake? The reason I'm asking is I do supervise a baker who left dining to work for me.
Uh-huh.
If I present this to him as something that he would probably work very hard to do, is there a price on it?
Yeah, Ben, like I said, our finances are
That's
so...
That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
You said that. And, but you were going to Wagner's, you were going to other bases, even
Cameron
wasn't going to do it free.
No, I know. Nobody would even give us the price.
What was it, $2 or $3?
Yeah. $5.
Well, I guess you better help me talk to
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
if Dennis can
the Pepsi cake.
make that. Yeah.
My angle is to ask if Tesla would like to donate today. Mm-hmm. I'm too happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, we can feature the name of the baker, and you know, what a great thing. I'll mention it in my speech to the trustees. You know, how this person came forward and did this great thing, and. You know, oh, we have that Save the Day Award.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll give this person that award.
What if it's maybe instead of a cake, maybe if it was just the toast, and maybe is the apple orchard open with cider?
Actually, I suggested, because it's January 11th, right?
Yeah.
I said, well, what if at 1:11 on January 11th, everybody opened up their windows and yelled happy birthday and had, you know, noisemakers and everything. I thought people would be in practice for New Year's. And Mary said, well, who would know? So I said, oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You know, and I just thought it'd be funny to have a happy birthday echoing all over the campus if you open it.
Well, and the idea is that there will be other celebrations that happen throughout the year, the semester,
right.
and the year.
So can we piggyback with some thing in
March, I think, is built around an event.
Yeah.
That's another birthday cake. So it's an ongoing thing. We're working right now on some banners that'll go up on lampposts at the end, the four main entrances to Cornell that will say Ezra 1807 2007.
Oh, yeah.
And so that people are reminded as they get to campus that, you know, it's a significant year. You'll see reminders of that.
The president of the faculty.
I think Tommy's on the table for that one. Yeah. It is for the banner.
But we're involved in that. I mean, he's brought that forward to all of the assemblies. So I'm on that committee.
Yeah.
Michael's on that committee. So it's not like Ezra's not going to have a birthday. Okay.
So, you know, on that note, though, actually, and I think it's very apropos to make this comment. I mean, you mentioned when you started your report from the chair that we were sort of spinning our wheels a little bit, and I wanted to make the link because I think it's really important that, you know, we have a budgetary issue about not having enough cash, and I know that, you know, the executive committee is working on that and all, but I think we have to be collectively mindful that. You know, it's hard to do the work if you don't have some background. We can volunteer our time until we're, you know, not sleeping at night. But the thing is that we need cash, and it has to be a priority to budget ourselves to do that so we can do kite flying. We can, without a second thought, have been on top of the birthday celebration.
Right.
So we can do outreach, you know, when we need to do it, not 2 years from now.
Well, you'll remember at the retreat, I mean, it was one of the things I said I was going to do was ask for a bigger budget.
So.
I just feel I don't want anybody to get too optimistic about a lot of money coming down the pipe because it's just not there. So I want to be realistic. I for your enthusiasm. And the other thing I want to remind folks is that, you know, one of the main responsibilities of this group is to be a vehicle of communication. And although I understand the need to sometimes have food at an event to get people there in order to communicate and hear what people are saying, the real goal here is to be out there and communicating and listening to people and talking to people and hearing them and allowing them to be heard, directing them to the various assemblies and committees that may help whatever, you know, a concern is. So. You know, this is not really a program board that would use a lot of money to do a lot of what I would call programming, but more of a vehicle of communication, you know, with them. So I just feel a need to remind folks of that, too.
But I think I'm going to follow up with that and say that what we discovered in Chili Chat came out loud and clear is that people feel more, have a better buy-in reason when there's an event that goes with it. And those events don't happen for free. You can post all you want in the paw print, through email, on the website, and say, we're having a meeting over such and such. Have your voice heard. Well, what few people are going to show up. You do a Chili Chat, you give a couple of three reasons, and they come out by the hundreds. So, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. I really do. But the reality at this day and age, and this is why I brought it up, is that, you know, the event, whether we're going to call it a program or not, an event-driven idea is going to have a lot more track, and you're going to attract a lot more people and get them involved and get them engaged.
Well, like Dennis said, you need a function.
Yeah. So, but they don't, you know, they're not for free.
But another big stumbling block, too, is every place you have an event charges you for the space.
There's a whole
So we're not even talking about just food here. Yeah. I mean, the Statler charges an exorbitant amount of money to hold any event there. And any room on this campus that you hold an event, you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So I guess I would not say that food should be out of the question. I would think we would also want to look at how much it costs us just to be there.
Yeah, Leon.
Well, maybe some of the things, and whatever is practical to do in this sense. I mean, I plan to talk to my dean to ask if he's going to ask him to have two town meetings. One would be on the master plan, faculty, staff, and students. One would be on the campus code of conduct this spring. So if anything is provided, then his budget would provide it. I mean, that's another way around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Spreading some of this cost.
Yeah.
Once again, I haven't spoke with him yet, but I am.
Well, no, Leon, you actually bring up something that Pat and I talked about. I said, you know, I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said, you know, HR is always hitting us up for different events that they're doing and asking us to co-sponsor and give $500 for this or five. And it's like, I think it should be the other way around. I mean, we should be hitting people up to co-sponsor with us and give us money. So I think we need to change our direction a little bit next. So it's the same thought. But that's great that you're going to do that. Thank you.
I'm going to ask. I don't know the answer yet, but I'm going to.
I think it's great. I'll follow up for the phone call. So we have to get a little bit more creative. Like Peggy said, you know, we can be optimistic, and I could ask, and we can do all kinds of things, Pat, and I can write letters and do all of that. But, you know, we'll see what happens. So.
Is it too late to have? It probably isn't, because within a week, with everything else going on. But we also talked about like reading the book about him.
Right. Yeah.
But that's probably too.
No, too I know late. It was a short. Dennis knew more about that.
Yeah. Is he coming back or did he?
No, he hasn't.
Sounds like we've identified which book.
Yeah, there was a short thing. So, but maybe that's something that we can look at in time for the March celebration. Like Peggy said, it's going to be going on all year. So that discussion kind of leads us into Ms. Mahoney, who has some updated information for us on the budget for next year.
Well, Peggy kind of burst my bubble there a little. I had sent around to everybody last week or the week before. I can't even remember. It was a while back. The current budget and then the proposed 07-08 budget. The 07-08 budget, based on all of the information that I got from all of the different committees, we are looking at a total of $17,600. And we currently have a budget of $9,400. What do you think of that, Peggy?
Is that a lot of money?
Yes, it is. So I guess the thing that I would like to do is ask everyone to take a look at each one of the committee requests. And if there's anything there that we all agreed that we could either remove or reduce the cost thereof, I guess I'm going to count on you folks, because we've shot for the moon, and I know that we're going to and I know we're going to have to refine this and probably get it into a more realistic dollar amount.
So what would that dollar amount be?
I don't know, Peggy. Do you think?
Well, you would definitely want to, as a base, you're looking at zero increase. So you're looking at $9,400 is your allocation, the current allocation. I think, you know, then you move up incrementally from there, like you would with any budget process, and you know, work to, I would think, prioritize, you know, the things that you feel are most important, and that move your agenda forward in terms of, you know, how effective, cost effective is it, or important you feel it is to do, in order to promote the communication that you're trying to facilitate the communication that you're trying to promote.
Over time, though, does the budget, like, has it been 9,400 for the last 10 years, or does it have any inflationary or anything like that? Or it's just been flat?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that it's been 9,400 for the 3 years that I think I've been able to figure out.
Actually, it went down. When I first came on to the EA, it was 10,700, I think. And then for some reason,
was it like not spent, so it was reduced?
That, I think, was the issue. I think that we kept having a carryover.
We don't spend it on allocated.
Obviously, we hate to get into a use it or lose it
but it's really
mentality, yeah. But at the same time. But perhaps that can be part of a rationale to ratchet it back up a little bit, too, that wasn't fully spent. I think 2 years ago, you came in with $4,000 extra, which you folks took to use last year and whatnot. So I think there was $4,000 left from FY05 and FY06, which was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was.
Seven now.
It was the year I wasn't chair.
Yeah, it was that one year.
Yeah. We just didn't have the initiative, you know, to focus on, so the money didn't get to fund. What, Joe? We won't. But we did put the money to good use following year.
Well, I guess what I would like to do, for instance, let's just take a look, only because CompCom is the biggest. Can I borrow that back to you?
Yeah, I got a good sense of where we're at.
Thank you. If we look just at CompCom, for instance, we have $3,200 for the president's address. And again, that's something that we pay for all ourselves. Maybe we might want to look at doing something a little more creative there, getting some money back for that event. The President's Forum, I know that was something we had talked about wanting to do another $1,500. Maybe we really don't need to do that. Maybe we can have his office cover that. I've got $3,600 in here for the supervisor chili chat. Maybe we won't pay for any of that. Maybe Mary Opperman will cover that cost. I just don't know. So I guess what I'm asking everybody is maybe take a look at all of these items and see if there is a general feeling that we could maybe reduce dollars or eliminate some of these items to get our budget back into. I'm going to say, do you think, Peggy, if we asked for another $3,000, that would be a workable number? Like 12,400? 12,500?
It would be hard for me to say at this point. I would work on my suggestion would be to work to prioritize
what are
your most important things that you really feel you must need to do, and then work from there. And as a group, decide, you know, on some priorities, and then you can. It might make it a little easier to make those, you know, which are always, granted, it's easy to say. I understand those are tough decisions to make sometimes, but. Again, I appreciate what's been said, and a lot of the costs that you're talking about are food costs, and I appreciate what's been said about getting people there, but at the same time, it's a kind of self-perpetuating situation, and so, maybe you don't get 700 people at the President's Forum, but, you know, maybe if you do two or three of 200 apiece and different people go to each one, and you don't do a full food thing, you know, maybe that becomes the norm now. And so I guess what I'm asking asking you to think about doing is thinking outside of historically the way you've done things,
yep.
and to mm-hmm. think about you know, doing it because it's a good thing to do to try to promote communication and work from there.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat, while I'm on the committee for staff recognition and awards,
mm-hmm.
and I can find out what that 1600 is about, I'm not on these other committees. So are you asking each committee to go back, or are you asking the entire
I'm asking
EA
the entire EA.
Well, then we need to see a breakdown of what all those costs are.
Sure, I can. Whatever I got from each committee chair, I'd be happy to share with you. I didn't get a whole lot of breakout.
Okay. But whatever breakout, because otherwise I wouldn't know, you know what I mean? I don't know what these expenses are for and what they add up to. If you're asking in general to do it that way, I think you should share the breakout of these totals.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you're just asking the committee, that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I can find out what the 1600 is for. But the whole thing, I have no idea where these totals come from.
Okay. Then I guess I would go back to the committee chairs that submitted these things and ask them to do a little refining and,
mm-hmm.
and give me the breakouts so that I can share that with the rest of the EA.
So how do you want
to
do that?
Right to everybody?
A little bit better.
Does that, I mean, that's just me talking. I mean, other people are sitting around the table too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you.
Okay.
I think that would be very helpful. And like Hazel just gave me her budget for communications.
Okay.
And it's not broken out.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, President's Address 3200. Well, I need to know what encompasses that 3200.
Exactly.
So I agree with you.
Okay.
We're going to need this to be broken out a little bit more. So I guess that's what I would ask each committee chair who submitted
mm-hmm.
one of these budgets.
So how do you want to do that? Because you got some pressure to get this done.
I know.
So you need that when, and you need the discussion to happen probably over email, right?
I'm going to say yes, if we can communicate via email. If each committee chair can maybe email to me their breakout, I can communicate back and forth with them and then
okay.
come up with a more substantial, and then I can share that with the rest. If we could do this by the end of next week, it would be great. So the next Friday.
You'll put that in one document
yeah.
and resend it out.
One
we're not barraged with emails.
The
12th.
The 12th.
Okay.
Yeah. And that'll also give us information to have before the president's attendance at our next DA meeting. So if we could do that.
Mm.
And I'll send a reminder out by email to everybody. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
just so everybody knows, I didn't make a copy for everybody here, but I again will share this with you all as well. We are currently $1,378 in the hole in our budget. Now, I've talked to Peggy, and we're going to get about $2,600 of that from Peggy's office. Peggy agreed that anything over $5,000 she would cover for the president's address. So the president's address actually was $7,660, so Peggy's going to give us $2,660, which will bring us out of zero. It'll bring us out of the negative and back about $1,000 into the good. And then, like Donna said, she and I are going to draft a letter to Mary Opperman to see if we could get $3,000 back from her. So I'm hoping, when all is said and done, we will get another $4,000 plus that we can put
yeah.
back in the account.
Mm-hmm. And the $3,000 we're asking for is for the
future. $3,000 for the future.
Mm-hmm.
For
so the
I'm just
future.
Saying, well, for the rest of this year.
And
this
is
to cover.
There are two. Okay, there are two amounts.
Yeah, two different things.
Yeah, there. Chili chest and the leadership luncheon, $3,000 each.
Oh, okay. And then what I was asking before was that what about the for the future going forward? Not the leadership luncheons, but for the supervisor.
Those are the same.
Those are the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got two different $3,000 requests.
Okay.
Old and new.
Okay. I was under the impression that there was another item that had thrown on that I'd missed. Them.
Okay.
No.
Good.
All right. Good.
Okay. So we will, before we talk even about the leadership lunches and getting money from Mary Opperman or whomever for that, with the $3,000 and then the extra couple grand that we're going to get from Peggy's office, will put us back into the positive by about $4,000.
Okay.
and that should carry us, I'm hoping, until the rest of the year. Till June.
Yeah.
Till June, the end of our year.
Well, I just want to echo what Peggy said about the food, because food is a large chunk of it.
You're right.
That we're probably going to have to back way down
mm-hmm.
on that food situation.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. And, I mean, what happens with the president's address is it's always over the lunch hour,
mm-hmm.
so we felt obligated in years past to feed people.
Maybe we need to have it at 10 o'clock.
We can make it a brown bag thing, too. I mean, that's
the best. You can make it a brown bag, bring your own, and maybe you'll provide water, who knows.
Yeah, or, like, right. I mean,
water's expensive.
Or napkins.
I don't think we have to
take that far. You get 250 napkins for a buck at the dollar store.
Pat, do you have a breakdown of how much we actually spend on all the events on food? Because it seems that from every corner is like we're honing in on food.
It is.
How much is it really? What is that number? Is it? Is it? Well, I know that, but
yeah.
How big is it really? I mean, is it?
I can
35%,
get that, but
25%,
I can tell you 15%. Of our entire budget, I'm going to say probably 45% of it is food.
Yeah.
That's just from what I have so far this year. And a big chunk of that 45% is the food that we eat here every meeting. And I know, Peter, you don't want to hear it, but
you got a
top
meeting, Peter.
I know. What was it? I mean, that was a big thing at our retreat.
Yeah, really.
It was. I remember writing that. Lunch was a big deal.
mm-hmm.
So.
Brown bag.
I'm sorry. I hate this job. I'm going to be the bearer of bad news.
Reality.
So we, like I said, we just
have
to
get. Just to give you an idea, if I remember correctly on the president's address, I want to say that the catering bill was somewhere around $6,000
yes.
of that, and we negotiated them with. We were up
That's
around
right.
$10,000 for that event, and
seriously,
our office negotiated a lot of the stuff for free,
sure.
or severely reduced. You
yeah.
can't cut food costs all the time, but we really had them sharpened.
I think our office is termed loosely in Peggy Beach.
well, so we worked on that. But the point is that a large amount of what that $7,200 or whatever it was, you know, we were looking at food.
Yep.
We're looking at food and labor, and that's
mm-hmm.
what you paid for with catered events. And there's no way around that.
Yeah.
And it's gotten more expensive to do. I
mm-hmm.
I used to work in that realm. And that's just, it's expensive. So.
And another expense that we deal with each year with the president's address is the webcast. You know, we have to pay
mm-hmm.
for them to film it. We have to pay
well,
for them to
download
it. We
actually talked about that here, and we went ahead anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I think we had an opportunity there to do something about that.
I agree.
But we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We just went ahead with it. So
once I get these figures more refined for the proposed budget, let's take a real hard look
at
it.
And that one item, could you break down for the board? Because I think, I mean, I just heard 6,200, but that was for the whole event. Some of that was covered already, right? So of that 7,400, 62 of it wasn't all our food. I mean, it was our bigger number.
Oh, no.
But that's what I heard, so I'm just trying to
right.
make sure that's clear. So can you break that out?
Yes,
clear?
Absolutely I can. Okay. And then the other item that I wanted to talk about is the Finance Committee. Right now, the only members on the Finance Committee are Donna and I. And I know we had talked about the charter requiring that every EA member belong to two committees. So I'm kind of encouraging.
No, it doesn't. When was that? The bylaws recommended you need to be an officer on a committee. There's no recommendation
for that. Oh, I disagree.
That was Don's old idea.
Oh, it was? Okay. I apologize for being wrong on that then. Anyway.
Well, I'll step
I would
on.
Feel
I
oh, wonderful.
More,
thank you.
That.
That gets
so
free.
If anybody is interested in, if anybody really can spare time enough to be on the Finance Committee, what Donna and I talked about is we actually could do this via conference phone. We don't have to physically meet.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I can get information, email it across to everybody on the committee, then we can get on the phone and all talk about it. And I think it could be very easily done that way.
Mm-hmm.
We could do it bi-weekly, once a month, whatever the requirement will end up being based on the information I get. So I just want to, please, anybody who is interested, give me a holler, send me an email, and we can get Andre to update the committee membership.
And just so I understand, your intent is to bring it back to this group for final discussion. You're kind of synthesizing it in committee and then bring it back to the full group for discussion.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that, because I do think it's very important that you know, what you're spending your money on matches up with what your goals are, what's important, what you've identified, and that those things kind of match up, and that's really important as best you can. And sometimes those things change,
right.
So it's good to have those discussions. But
so hopefully that ties into why Jim Sheridan will be coming. Yeah, you know, the beginning of February to help us focus.
Can we meet next week, January 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Mary Opperman luncheon question mark?
They've kind of gone right out the window, haven't they?
Amy, I don't know
where that came from.
Marilyn asked me about that. I don't know where that came from, because she wouldn't be. No, I don't. Oh, I know it's on the list. I know it's on the list. That was never even a date for the EA to meet, so I don't know how it ever got established as a Mary Opperman luncheon.
Yeah,
so we'll say no unless told otherwise?
Do we have any Mary Opperman lunches scheduled from now until the end of the
March 21st
and June 6th?
Yeah.
Are they definite?
Yeah, they're on her calendar.
Okay.
Well, let me just throw this out there. I mean, we've talked about the leadership lunches, and we can discuss that with Mary next week if you want to, if it's on, this luncheon is on her calendar.
I don't know if it is or isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you just said that, Marilyn.
It's on our list. Marilyn
asked me about it because she has
in pencil.
So I don't know
if she's questioning you and I. And I thought perhaps you and she had
said
something.
Mm.
Not very
interested. Okay, so would anyone like to meet with Mary next week for lunch and talk about what we're going to do with the leadership lunches?
Well, before we do that, wouldn't we have to find out if it's on her calendar?
Well,
yes.
If you guys,
pencil.
Yeah,
right.
If it's pencil,
yes,
that's what
no.
She just said.
Oh,
it's
is definitely
penciled in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think we should. Yeah,
I would meet.
Okay. So
I think we should.
Let's go ahead with that. I think it's a good idea, because then we can give Mary the heads up on
before
what we want to do before the 17th.
Great.
And so let's plan on having lunch with Mary next Wednesday.
Yes. At some point before we wrap up, the gentleman can count about committees and committee reports.
Oh, yeah, let's see. The agenda is going to be modified just a little bit. So that under committee reports, from now on we're going to list all of the EA committees. So committee chairs, you need to be prepared to at least say something every meeting about your committee. Okay, whether you've met, whether you've not met, it's whatever, but just to give us an update so that we keep track of what the committees are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that way it'll be a checklist for us. All right, so that's just slight modification.
Can I make a suggestion relative to committees? If you've meant you said listing out EA committees, so like Leon, you're on UA and you're on TAC, I think.
Transportation.
Right? Transportation?
Mm-hmm.
Does that include other committees that EA serves on? Okay, because I think that would be a
yeah,
good
idea. Yeah, it should
be
any.
Report back on any committees that
you're
on relative to any of the assemblies.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean.
Or
can
I request a couple?
Pardon?
Any active committees.
Well, yeah,
we're working on that one too.
I had actually requested that of another staff member that we had appointed to another UA committee.
and I'm not going to say who it was, but the response was, well, the minutes are online. So I think this is a really good idea, and I think we ought to, something we ought to encourage.
Yeah, and if we, I mean, an open forum is generally a once around, and it's the same idea, so that you would, whatever committees you're working on, you know, we would get a report. Okay, it's just a little bit more formal.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay.
The meeting next week, is it here in the boardroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll send out an email to everyone. I'll confirm with Marilyn that Mary has this on her calendar, so that we have a luncheon next week with Mary. Okay, and I'll let you all know where it is.
Yeah.
I'll confirm all of that. Okay, and I think we have to.
We have to get out of here.
Second. I'm sorry?
Second on the floor.
Okay. All right, adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.